A few hundred people gathered along the San Francisco waterfront today to rally in support of the Inland Boatmen's Union, which is protesting Hornblower Cruises for not hiring union labor for their Alcatraz ferry service. The question on the minds of protesters was, is San Francisco still a union town? Speakers invoked the names of union leaders past, such as Harry Bridges and Big Bill Haywood, in memory of San Francisco's strong union history. It was here, in 1934, that a longshoreman's strike turned into a citywide general strike when two union members were killed by police, galvanizing the labor movement in this city. Today, the Longshoremen's Union joined together with the Inland Boatmen's and the Masters, Mates, and Pilots Union to once again shut down the port of San Francisco. This time, the target is Hornblower Cruises. In May, the National Park Service gave the company a 10-year concession to provide ferry service to Alcatraz. But when Hornblower took over, some 50 former union employees of the previous ferry service, Blue and Gold Fleets, lost their jobs. Some of those workers had run the Alcatraz ferry services for 15 and even 30 years. Hundreds of their supporters gathered at Pier 33 today carrying signs that read, "Alcatraz is a landmark, not a Walmart. Send Hornblower management to Alcatraz for life." And, "I'm for workers, not corporate greed." The crowd included not just maritime workers, but members of the teachers and clerical and janitors unions who came to support them. They say that if a non-union maritime company is allowed to shut out the former union employees, it could be the first step toward unions losing their traditional power on the San Francisco waterfront.
John Shatner with Master Mates Pilot in Portland, Oregon. And what happens here in San Francisco will spread all the way up and down this West Coast. The Terry McRae's represent corporate America with no ethics, don't care about the workers, and we're going to stop it here. If it doesn't stop here, it'll come to our port, it'll come to Seattle, it'll go all up and down the West Coast.
Nancy Cato, and I'm with Radical Women. I'm also the Vice President of University Professional Technical Employees, CWA 9119 at UC Berkeley. I'm here today in support of the workers who got laid off at Hornblower's, and also, frankly, for all of us, because as a union person, I know that, you know, an injury to one is an injury to all. That's kind of the bottom line, you know, and shame on the National Park Service as well. You know, I think this, again, is part of a national trend to try and union bust, especially on the federal level as well.
My name is Steve Ongerth. I'm a member of the Inland Boatmen's Union and also the IWW. I'm one of the workers who was laid off because Hornblower took over the Alcatraz contract from the Blue and Gold fleet where I work. And we're out here picketing today to protest Hornblower's refusal to hire the union workers who did the job for some as many as 30 years. We want to expand the struggle. You know, folks want to go to the hotels and tell the hotel workers who are union, you know, put up a sign saying there's a boycott of Alcatraz Cruises.
Hornblower Cruises, for their part, tells the story a little differently. They say they offered jobs to the former Blue and Gold employees, but only hired the most qualified. They also claim that they would welcome the union into their operation if their employees voted for it. Tegan Firth, spokesperson for Hornblower's Alcatraz Cruises.
Alcatraz Cruises doesn't have a union contract, which means we don't take membership in a union into consideration in hiring. We do hire people who are members of union, and we hire people who are not members of union. We base our hiring on qualifications, not on seniority or union membership.
Firth gave the company's explanation for why the union workers weren't hired.
If Alcatraz Cruises didn't hire those 45 people, it was either because those individuals didn't apply for jobs with Alcatraz Cruises or weren't qualified for positions here.
But I spoke with several workers who had been with the ferry service for 20 years who say they submitted applications and didn't even receive an interview. Marina Secitano is the regional director of the Inland Boatmen's Union.
We had 30 just of our people apply for jobs. Five people got interviews. What does that tell you?
Secitano says that Terry McRae, the CEO of Hornblower Cruises, is not being upfront about his union-busting activities.
What he didn't say is the IBU began an organizing drive with the workers at that point. You know what he did to his workers that were union? He fired them. So he can say he's going to let those workers choose, but we know he's not going to let them choose, because if they could choose, we'd have had this situation resolved already. He made sure that he's hiring people that he can control to make sure that they either don't vote for the union or that he fires those that do.
For now, the Hornblower employees are making the same wages the old union workers were making, but Steve Ongerth, one of the former workers that was not rehired, says that could soon change.
Well, they have to pay them the same wage that Blue and Gold paid us, because we in the union went to the government, the Department of Labor, and told them to enforce the Services Contract Act. which says that any work done in a that was previously done by union labor has to be the same wage. But Terry McRae, the CEO of Hornblower, is now trying to appeal that. So these workers here who are working for non-union Hornblower, who have been kind of just thumbing their nose at us, now they're starting to see that, or they're going to see that, you know, our fight is their fight, and they stand to lose more by not supporting us.
For KPFA News, this is Sarah Dorsey.